On Friday afternoon, Cuomo and his health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, took schools by surprise when they released a letter Zucker wrote to the Federal Centers for Disease Control. In it, Zucker said that beginning Monday, the state would eliminate the requirement that children wear masks in schools in order to make the policy consistent with summer camp rules that say no masks are required. Zucker asked CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to let him know as soon as possible if any data or science would contradict the state moving forward with the change. Otherwise, Zucker wrote, we plan to make this guidance effective on Monday, June 7th. The announcement began a weekend of confusion and anxiety for school leaders, teachers, and parents who said they'd have to once again reconfigure classrooms and alter other protocols to comply with the change and that 2 days was not enough time. New York State United Teachers Union President Andy Pallotta called the announcement whiplash-inducing. Senate Republican Minority Leader Robert Ort, who agrees with the need to end masks in schools, says the announcement, though, was handled poorly.
I have received phone calls from superintendents in my district who are utterly angry, who are upset, and who are confused. And you know why they're angry and upset and confused? Because they're getting phone calls from parents who are angry and upset and confused.
The state's education department, which is not part of Cuomo's administration, on Sunday issued a contradictory order, saying that for now, all students at the state's public K-12 schools must continue to wear masks until the CDC changes its policy. Cuomo, on Monday, modified the directive, saying masks will continue to be required inside the classroom, but that students can take them off when they are outdoors. The governor says the CDC agrees with his decision.
Children wear masks in school inside. When they're outside of the school building, in recess, etc., it's hot, they're running around, but they're outside. There is no mandate for masks outside.
Individual school districts will still have the final say on whether or not to continue to require masks outdoors. Cuomo denies that there was ever any uncertainty over the initial order. He says he never said the policy was changing on Monday.
There was no confusion with the schools. We said on Friday we were asking the CDC for guidance, and we would tell the schools on Monday what the guidance was, which I just did. We never said on Monday anything goes into effect.
But Zucker's Friday letter clearly states that the no-mask policy was to begin Monday. Senate GOP leader Ort says his colleagues in the Senate, along with Republicans in the Assembly, will push in the remaining days of the session for a measure to remove the governor's emergency powers to impose pandemic-related restrictions.
If there's ever been an advertisement to remove these powers, it's this been the last 48, 72 hours.
The governor also says once 70% of all New Yorkers over the age of 18 have received at least one dose of the vaccine, he'll lift more COVID restrictions, including capacity limits, social distancing rules, health screenings, and contact tracing requirements. The unvaccinated will still have to wear masks and practice social distancing, and private businesses would be allowed to continue some restrictions and requirements like the wearing of face coverings. Health Commissioner Zucker predicts the 70% threshold could come as early as the first week of July. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.